You're listening to an iHeart podcast.
Crime Alert, I'm Nancy Grace. Breaking crime news now. Jose Chaidez, 35, stalks his ex, following her into a convenience store. He threatens her with a butcher knife and slaps her with it, then drags her around the store by her hair. A male customer tries to stop him. Chaidez beats him unconscious. A second man tries, but Chaidez hits him and runs from the store.
Nancy, both Chaidez's ex and the Good Samaritan were taken to the hospital in critical condition, but both are said to be recovering. Security footage captured the entire incident, and Sheriff Grady Judd was eager to put the, quote, very violent menace behind bars. Chaidez has a long rap sheet already with 8 violent charges on his record.
One day later, cops track him down, and now he's facing attempted murder. A Missouri taco stand employee works on an order when Antonio Murray approaches with a gun, takes the taco out of her hand, and says, "It's mine now." Murray points the gun at several patrons but leaves with the one taco. He continues his spree, smashing windows at 2 stores to steal items. When he's arrested, Murray found carrying a BB gun resembling a much more dangerous weapon. Antonio Murray, 19, charged with armed robbery and 2 counts property damage, all for a taco. More crime and justice news after this. Now with the latest crime and justice breaking news, Crime Online's John Limley.
We start off in Michigan, where a state police trooper has been charged with second-degree murder after driving his unmarked SUV into a 25-year-old Kentwood man evading police. For more, we turn to Sydney Sumner with Crime Online.
After Michigan State Police closed their investigation into Samuel Sterling's April 17th death and published body camera footage of the incident in May, Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel announced the charges against Detective Sergeant Brian Keeley. In a community still coming to terms with Patrick Lioia's killing just over 2 years ago, the death of Sterling, a black man, has stoked new rage. Lioia, also a black male, lost his life after being shot in the back of the head by a Grand Rapids police officer who was conducting a traffic stop. Protests were triggered by the shooting, an incident captured on video by a bystander. In that case, the former officer Christopher Schur was charged with second-degree murder. He has subsequently entered a not guilty plea. In Sterling's case, investigators claim that on April 17th, he escaped on foot from police as they tried to apprehend him on several outstanding warrants at a gas station in Kentwood, a city just outside Grand Rapids. 3 different police agencies' dash and body cameras are included in a 15-minute video of the incident made public on May 10th. The footage shows cops pursuing Sterling while giving him orders to stop and raise his hand. An unmarked vehicle strikes Sterling as he runs past a Burger King, the SUV pinning him against the building's wall. Sterling can be heard groaning in agony as the police summon an ambulance. He later died in an area hospital later that same day. Along with an alternative charge of involuntary manslaughter, Nessel also filed a charge of second-degree murder.
Nessel says there's been no date set for Keeley's arraignment. Prosecutors now say a man arrested in March on suspicion of randomly assaulting a woman walking down a street in New York City has been charged with hate crimes and other offenses related to the attack. Once again, Crime Online, Sydney Sumner.
According to Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg, 40-year-old Saboki Stora of Brooklyn is accused of stalking, harassing, and assaulting strangers in a string of anti-white, anti-Semitic, and anti-female incidents that occurred between September 2023 and March of this year. The attack on a 23-year-old woman in the Chelsea neighborhood on March 25, 2024, garnered widespread attention after the victim shared her experience on TikTok and several other people shared accounts of similar incidents on social media. Bragg says the victim in that instance fell to the ground and had pain and swelling on the left side of her head. Prosecutors have stated that the crime occurred just months after 2 prior assaults in the same neighborhood. At his arraignment, Stora was charged with hate crimes of stalking and assault.
Stora had previously entered not guilty pleas to assault charges in connection with several other incidents.
Logan Dunn goes with his parents to Carl Methodist Hospital in Peoria to enter inpatient treatment for bipolar. Dunn's parents call the hospital every day, but nurses refuse to confirm or deny if he's a patient, despite the parents being his emergency contacts. During one call, the hospital puts them on a long hold, finally taking their number, saying someone will call back. Meanwhile, the hospital tells police Dunn's nowhere to be found and he must have escaped. 3 days later, a Peoria cop and family friend calls the Dunns to let them know Logan's missing. Logan, a cardiac sonographer and avid outdoorsman, is also a type 1 diabetic, has no insulin with him. Logan Dunn, now missing over 4 months. If you have info on Logan Dunn, call Peoria PD 309-673-4521. For the latest crime and justice news, go to crimeonline.com. With this crime alert, I'm Nancy Grace.
You're listening to an iHeart podcast.